for legal purposes. For any kind of authoritative text, we urge you to visit the OBIAA website directly. Called Deb Matthews. Kay Matthews is the executive director of the entire Ontario Business Improvement Area Association. So without further ado, Debbie Boucher.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for coming out and really appreciate your time this morning. Given that I know some faces and not everybody, and I know we all know each other, would you mind starting right on this way, just introducing yourself and the business you're representing?
Sure, I'm Dan Jennings with Dan Jennings Realty. Chris Gibb with Gibb Insurance Brokers. Lucas Martin with Single Play.
Karen Davies with Money with Bed and Breakfast and the President of the Chamber of Commerce.
Good to see you.
Right, any further, any questions? No, everyone's good? Okay, so, the legislation for BIAs was first created in 1970. I could tell you that the Downtown Windsor Business Improvement Association was one of the first BIAs in Southwestern Ontario. We were actually formed in 1967. The legislation, and I'm not going to read the facts, you can read those while I chat. The legislation changed in, I believe, around early 2000s, where BIAs, a lot of the BIAs were independent non-profits, and then became formulated under the Municipal Act, so they're now all governed by the municipality. As Anna mentioned, many of the BIAs are members of the Ontario Business Improvement Areas Association. I know that's quite a mouthful of polyphobia. And the reason for that is because they share a lot of resources with us. So they have conferences, they have seminars, they have weekly teleconferences on best practices, things that a lot of the issues that perhaps Amherstburg is not dealing with, but some of the larger municipalities and downtown cities are dealing with, like the opioid issues, like the homeless issue, like the mental health issues. A lot of the other BIAs are dealing with the same issues, and there's an opportunity then to have that dialogue and that discussion and learn from the other BIAs as to what works in those communities. Now, I mentioned some issues that don't necessarily apply to your community per se, but there's so many more. There's so many other security and safety issues that you don't know information from. One of the ones that, and again, you're getting in your hotel, so it's not applicable as yet, but Windsor just introduced a new hotel tax within the region. So it's an additional tax that's levied to the property. And it was the BIA that actually went to council and lobbied against it. We didn't win, but we did have a collective voice in being able to bring those issues forward. And when some of those issues work in some communities like Toronto and Niagara-on-the-Lake, why they actually want an additional levy is it helps them raise the dollars that they don't necessarily have to be competitive in tourism, but why somebody like the organization like the DWBI or the hotels in downtown felt that they weren't, that that could hinder them, particularly in that case where the money, downtown hotels in the BIA wanted the money directed to tourism was exclusively as opposed to the share of the municipality. So that just gives you some of the ideas in terms of the lobbying and the benefits of being part of the collective group. In the county, Essex has a BIA, Alberta has a BIA, Newton has a BIA, Kingsway has a BIA. So you've got others in the county that collectively get together. And I'll talk a little bit more in a bit about some of the marketing initiatives that we've done, the Windsor BIAs, with the county BIAs last year. So some of the things that the BIA specifically do, and Ron had asked me that question a little earlier, how is it BIA different to a chamber of commerce? So BIAs typically represent small independents, predominantly small independents, and of course they'll have larger conglomerates and financial institutions and larger retailers within their geographical boundaries. But they look at initiatives such as beautification, infrastructure, safety, and in particular in municipal land. So for instance, one of the projects that the downtown the planter boxes and the benches and the garbage bins so that we create the look and feel that we want in that particular neighborhood or that particular district. As you'll see in your own municipality, depending on where you are in that municipality, you have a different look and feel, and that's intended. When you get close to Dalhousie and Richmond, you've got more of a historic feel as opposed to when you're on Front Road, it's a more modern. So you've got different feels depending on where you are in the business district, and those
doing signage, we would need to do signage of warnings, so that that warning could be utilized by the next property owner or the next merchant, and then everybody would benefit from it. The municipality has just taken a look, so if you're in downtown CIP district, you're now eligible for up to $15,000 of funding from Southern Crescent. So the Board of Management, as I mentioned, it consists of 9 individuals, one of which is an elected official. We obviously set the governance, we meet monthly. Each one of those members of the board, the councillor is expected to sit on at least one other committee. So they are on average giving up about 4 to 5 hours a month of their time in sitting on the committee and making their direction. They represent the respective, as I said earlier, they represent the respective sectors. So for instance, if it was an unlicensed restaurant or cafe, they would then go back to their colleagues or their fellow business owners and report back. This is what we're looking at, this is how it benefits you. So they have the voice of those individuals. Obviously, they prepare the budget, and find everybody going to budget season, because we operate, we have a financial year end, or a fiscal year end, or December 31st. We try and recruit, in fact, we do recruit committee members from outside of our board as well, so that we are building for, what's the word I want to come from? Somebody help me. We'll look for future leadership of the respective the board. So for instance, if a board position becomes vacant, we would have built something from in our community so they could step up and fill that spot. We have the opportunity to have members, if they need to address any one of the committees or the boards, they have the opportunity to come. Any one of the membership can attend a board meeting or a committee meeting at any time, say they accept them. But other than that, they're welcome to attend, they're welcome to present, and they're welcome to look at the documents. Everything that we do, we endeavor to do very transparently. Everything is posted on our website and is available to music folks to them. I don't know if I want to go into this too much, and I think I'm going to bore everybody if you don't mind, but these are just simply the governance rules. The board members are, as I mentioned, very very much representative of the community and of the business district. They're very vocal. They're very passionate. They have a vested interest in the business community with the BMA succeeding. And they're very engaged in the community. So they represent the BIA at various functions. They represent us at council. when we're doing things collectively as a business and we're targeting specific areas, so we look at specific areas, for instance, when we do events, we may do one event in one particular area because it's key towards the hospitality market and that's in one location versus, you know, more of the cultural arts and crafts and artisans in another location. We build that vibrancy and we build that atmosphere within that area. And as I mentioned earlier, with the Farmers Month, we really help drive or help decrease the vacancy rate within that area. Collectively, we're stronger. There's so much that we couldn't do if we were doing it singly. So with the BIE, there are lots of opportunities. There are lots of grants coming down through. There are a number of grants and applications and opportunities coming both from the municipality, coming provincially, coming federally. And then we have things that are coming out of the Ontario Business Improvement Association. So right now they've got a grant that's going for technically advancing a lot of our businesses within the BIA. So for those that, as I mentioned earlier, some of our BIA members don't even have email right now or don't have a social media presence, there is funding available to go up there. The BIA for the BIA is to apply to go up there and gain that funding so that they can go out and have a stock member or have an individual go out and educate those business members, set them up and establish them if they have a presence, and show them how to monitor from time to time again.
Department of Tourism and Administration has asked that we send out a survey officially to, actually I wanted to let you all know, there are maps up here if you'd like to take it with you of the proposed BIA geographic location. This is by no means set in stone, but right now it starts from about Diageo down to the Crown Park building. There are about 175 businesses that have been commercially zoned. That's what's been considered the proposed BIA. It may not end up this way. Anybody in or out of that, anybody outside of this red zone, should they want to join the BIA, would be an associate member. Would that be the case?
Yeah.
So this is the initial, just to for you to know who the survey would be sent out to. Once we get genuine large interest, then we would have a steering committee that would be established by administration, and then they would lead the charge.
Downtown Windsor, we have 650, and our budget is 500.
also recorded this meeting, so if anyone is interested in recorded minutes, this will be online as well, I believe, on Monday. If you have any questions, I believe you all have my information, which came with the invitation, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions I may be able to. If I can't, I will get it from someone else. Thank you so much, everyone, and thank you to Deb for the